when I was ordained as a deacon in Manila, I need to go to Manila on January 4 kasi yun yung start ng preparation namin. So sabi ng mentor namin, sabi niya, by January 4 dapat nandun na kayo sa Manila. We will start. With or without you, the training and the preparation will start. So just imagine January 1, New Year pataron, and the flights were all booked. Punong-puno yung flight. And the only flight available at the time to Manila was in Iloilo. I came from Antique, so pinakamalapit sa aking airport is Iloilo. So January 1 was a Friday. January 2, Saturday. So yung mga tao hindi pa nag-uuwian. No? January 3, yun ang uwian ng lahat. So I went to the airport. Walang may ticket na ako, but then chance passenger. So I went to the airport January 3. Maaga ako pumunta. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was already at the airport. Yung airport noon sa Iloilo, nasa Mandurriao pa. Hindi bago ngayon. Maliit lang na airport. Pagdating ko doon, ang airport puno ng tao na. Because that was yung flight na yan. Kasi kinabukasan, Monday may trabaho ang lahat. Kami naman will be preparing for the ordination. So sabi sa akin ni Bishop Ricardo, basta sa January 4 nandun ka. So hindi ako makaalis ng earlier dahil may celebration din sa simbahan. Ako nagmisa sa simbahan. So alis talaga ako. The closest is January 3. So pagdating ko sa airport, 4 o'clock in the morning, puno na yung simbahan. Puno na yung airport. And dumating yung isang eroplano, hindi ako nakasakay. Tinanong ko, ilan yung chance passenger? 500 ang chance passenger. Pero nag-create na ng mga special flights para i-cater yung mga tao. So, whole morning nandun ako sa airport praying. Sabi ko, kailangan ko makasakay talaga, Lord. And I really pray na dumating ako sa Manila. So, nung bandang 11 o'clock in the morning, kukonti na yung mga tao doon sa loob. So iniisip ko baka nag-uwian na yung iba. Sabi ko may chance ako. Nung dumating yung next airplane, aba, nagbalikan yung mga tao. Yung pala nasa labas lang kumakain. Mamaya puno na naman yung airport. And 11 o'clock, pang ano pa rin ako, 300 plus. So I was thinking, uwi na lang. Kasi lahat ng nakakasabay ko doon, nagsasabi, uwi na lang tayo, uwi na lang. So ganun yung kwento doon. Sabi ko, hindi. I made a promise to my bishop, I will be there on January 4. I'll be ready. Okay? Nagwa-warning yan sa atin na may ulan. Eto na, umuulan na. Anyway, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, hindi pa rin ako nakakasakay. So I was in the airport the whole day, walang kain. Kasi yung pera ko is just enough to bring me to the airport and from the airport in Manila, pupunta dun sa family na magte-take care sa akin. So walang kain. So what I did, ganyan ang sitwasyon ko, I just use it as a time to pray. I prayed and prayed. Sabi ko, Lord, sayang yung antay ko dito whole day. Hindi man lang ako makasakay. 9 o'clock in the evening, that was the last flight. Yun na yung pinakahuling flight. Nung huling flight, nandun na kami lahat. Ready na. Ang sabi sa amin, we will only take 5 chance passenger. Pang 18 ako. 5 lang ang pwedeng sasakay. So yung iba, galit na galit, mamaktol. So nung tinawag na yung 5, pasok sila. Last flight. The next flight, following day na. Hindi na ako makakaabot. I promise Bishop Ricardo, I'll be there on January 4. So, nung pumasok na yung 5 passengers, nandun na sila. Nagalit lahat. Ilan pa kami natira, siguro mga 30 plus pa. Tapos nag-alisan lahat. Nung aalis na rin ako, kinukuha ko yung bag ko, something inside me spoke to me. Sabi niyang, huwag kang umalis. Sabi ko, paano to? Pagod na ako. And every time I would pick up my bag to leave, there is a voice inside me saying, no, don't leave. Remain, stay. So nung nag-alisan na lahat, nandun pa rin ako nakatayo. Parang ayaw ko umalis. And this voice telling me, just remain. Mamaya may lumabas galing sa loob. Sabi niya, may isa pa, sino gusto? Tinapon ko agad yung ticket ko. Eto. Sabi niya, diretso na. Diretso na, you're the last passenger. So I made it at 9 o'clock in the evening. Since 4 o'clock in the morning, nandun ako. Why am I sharing this story with you? Because today, Jesus teaches us to be persistent, especially in prayer. Don't give up. Itong sinasabi ni Lord. Pray continually and do not lose heart. Alam kaagad ni Lord ang nasa isip natin. Many times we are caught in a situation that there is no more point in prayer. Nakikita mo na yung problema mo and your problem is bound to happen. Your problem is bound to destroy you and you can do nothing about it. And sometimes we feel that prayer is already too late. Hindi na kaya ng prayer to. But today, our gospel tells us that no matter what the circumstances may be, you may be already faced up to the wall with a problem. But here, Jesus encourages us, do not give up. Continue to pray. And do not lose heart. Do not become discouraged. Ang gusto ko lang sa gospel natin ngayon, madaling ituro. Because at the start of the gospel, sinabi na kagad ni Lord kung anong meaning ng gospel natin. He was teaching a parable and you don't need, you know, to get an insight of what the parable is teaching you. Jesus already shared at the start, di pa siya nagbibigay ng parable. Sabi niya, Jesus shared a parable to teach us that men ought to pray always and not lose heart. So itong meaning ng parable na to. This gospel today is so easy to teach. The problem is, this is so difficult to do. Madaling ituro, madaling unawain, pero napakahirap gawin. Number one, what does it tells us? Pray always. Pray always. Now, sinabi ko kanina, pray continually, not continuously. Amen? Magkaiba yan. Pag sinabi mong pray continuously, wala ka ng ibang gagawin. Okay? Yun na lang. Huwag mong putulin yung prayer mo continuously. But the scripture says you pray continually. In other words, merong break in between. But it should be regular and consistent. Gaya ng kumakain tayo, do we eat continuously or do we eat continually? Now for some people, they eat continuously. Walang pahinga. Pero pag sinabi mong eat continually, mag-almusal ka, pahinga, mamaya ilabas ka man, pagkatapos ng lunch, mag-dinner ka. That is to eat continually. Now, when you say eat continuously, pag upo mo sa umaga, huwag ka nang tumayo. Whole day, kumain ka namang kumain. Jesus is teaching us not to pray continuously, but to pray continually. We have to be regular in our prayer. Pray without ceasing, persevering in your prayer, and do not lose heart, do not become discouraged. This is what he's teaching us. And the parable today explains to us why we should always pray and not lose heart. Kwento niya dito sa parable natin, in the gospel today, a certain widow, and we have heard the story many times, you know. How many of you have read this story in the gospel today about the widow, yung balo, who was asking for justice? She went to a judge, and ang malas niya lang because yung judge na yan, sabi doon, is a corrupt judge. He is unjust, he is unrighteous. And so this widow came to the judge and he pleaded for justice. But the judge would not mind her at all. Ayaw ng judge makinig sa kanya. You know, at that time, sa panahon ni Jesus, yung mga widow, they're not supposed to own properties. They cannot be employed. Kaya sa panahon ni Jesus, yung mga widow, kawawa talaga. Okay? Pag hindi sila inalagaan ng anak nila, patay. They will be left on the streets with nothing to eat. So this is a picture of someone that is abandoned, someone who is not significant, someone that is nobody. Now he comes to the judge. Yung linapitan niyang judge na supposedly makakatulong sa kanya is also a corrupt judge who does not fear God. Walang ang takot sa Diyos. Walang konsensya, baga. Etong judge na to, hindi lang na walang konsensya, walang takot sa Diyos. He does not care about people. Tingnan mo yung sitwasyon. A widow who has nothing. A widow who is insignificant comes before a judge, the only person who can help her. He comes before a judge who is corrupt and who doesn't care about her. Tingnan mo yung sitwasyon. Makukuha niya kaya yung gusto niya? Will she be able to get what she wants? And many times in our society today, parang ganun din ang nangyayari. Sabi nila sa Pilipinas, pag mahirap ka, walang hustisya. When you're poor, when you have nothing, no connection, no money, it seems like justice is very slow. And slow justice is not justice at all. Kaya sabi ng mga tao, walang hustisya. And we cry out for justice. Yan ang sigaw ng taong bayan ngayon, justisya. You know that we are victims of injustice, all of us? Do you know that? Ha? Alam nyo ba, tayong lahat biktima ng injustice. We are paying our taxes. Sa gusto mo sa hindi, kinakaltas yung buwis nyo. Pero anong binibigay sa atin? Anong binabalik sa atin? Kaya maraming Kristiyano, kinakausap ako, Bishop, nang dadaya na lang kami sa taxes namin. Kasi pag talagang ibigay mo yung tunay na taxes mo, yung tunay na computation, wala nang matitira sa amin. Ang iba sa inyo, hindi pa rin convinced na biktima tayo ng injustice. Example, sa mga pupunta ng Maynila, lulungkot na yung mukha kagad ng mga pare. This week, we'll be going to Manila. At tatiming tayo sa ulan doon. Pag nagbaha, hanggang bewang ang baha, anong sinasabi natin? Sa Pilipinas, normal yan. Pag umulan, may baha. But we have spent billions and trillions of pesos from the people, pera ng taong bayan yan, pera natin yan. We have paid trillions of pesos para sa project na flood control so that when it rains, hindi tayo mababahaan. Pero saan napunta? Saan napunta yung pera? Sana yung project? Walang project ang pera na ibulsa ng iba. Okay? So ngayon, ano nangyari? Nagbayad tayo and we could expect sana na walang floods. It can be controlled. But then, nagbayad ka ng trillion, pero baha pa rin. What do you call that? That is social injustice. Kaya diba, nakikita natin yung mga taong responsible with that, hindi binabaha yung bahay nila. And every day nakikita nila sa news, yung iba, yung taong bayan, binabaha. The money that is supposed to help these people, you have kept it for yourself. That is injustice. And we are victims of that. Amen? Biktima tayo dyan. Social services, healthcare. Mayaman ang Pilipinas. Alam nyo ba yan? Hello? Palaging sinasabi sa atin, mahirap tayo, mahirap tayo, mahirap tayo, mahirap lang ang Pilipinas. Kaya walang nagre-reklamo kasi nabao na sa isip natin, mahirap tayo. Tiisin na lang natin. Pero kung alam mo, mayaman ka, mayaman tayo, bakit tayo nagtitiis? Some people wants us to think we are poor so that they can steal from us. Nakawin yung pera natin. Health services. In some countries, kung anong sakit mo, pasok ka lang sa ospital. Magpapa-bypass ka, heart surgery, libre. Want to be treated with your cancer? Libre. It extends to everyone. That country is Sweden. Kaya maraming mga taong pumunta sa Sweden. Doon nagpapagamot. Bakit? Libre. At ang magagamot sa'yo, specialista pa. Hindi yung basta-bastang doktor. Specialist, they will treat you. In the Philippines, sobrang nakangiti na kaagad kayo. Subukan yung pumunta sa St. Luke's or maghanap ng espesyalista kung makakalibre kayo. Kung meron mang libre, pipila ka ng kahaba-haba. By the time na dumating ka sa dulo ng pila, patay ka na. Amen? Bakit ganyan? Bakit ganyan sa Pilipinas? Sabi natin, sabi ng mga Pilipino, sanayan na lang yan. Pakasanayan na lang tayo. Pero hindi. Nagbayad tayo. We have paid. And how come this is what we are getting now? May mga tao nag-iisip na ngayon. They're started to think. Matagal ko na nakita yan sa Bible. It has been like that in the time of Jesus. We seek for justice and the judge, legislators, anybody na hingian natin ng tulong, wala namang maitutulong sa'yo. Bakit? Sino ka ba? Who are you? May bibigay ka bang pera sa kumpanya ko, sa company ko? Can you give something to me in return? Nothing. I have nothing to offer. So there's no justice. So this woman, she had one attribute in her advantage. Anong meron tong balo na to na nasa advantage niya? Makulit siya. Makulit. So ginamit niya, wala siyang pera, wala siyang impluensya. Ginamit niya, meron lang siya, kakulitan. Kinulit, ng kinulit, ng kinulit, yung waste na yon na corrupt. Sa sobrang kulit at paulit-ulit hingi ng hustisya, sabi ng huwes, kahit wala akong takot sa Diyos, Kahit wala akong pakialam sa tao, napapagod na ako sa balong ito. I'm already getting tired of this woman. One day, she might wear me out. So sabi niya, ibibigay ko na lang yung hinihingi niya. Okay? Sa kakulitan, never giving up. Now, Jesus compared this to us in our prayer. If this perseverance in prayer can work with a corrupt judge, how much more will it work when you use perseverance in your prayer to God? Compare the widow to yourself. The widow is insignificant. The widow is unimportant. The widow has nothing to offer. Compared to you, you are children of God. You are not insignificant to the Father. You are not unimportant to God. As a child of God, you are the apple of His eye. Every one of us is God's favorite. Bakit? Because every one of us is unique. Wala kang katulad. Bawat isa sa atin, unique. Tell the person beside you, you are very unique. Yes. Nakakaiba ka sa lahat sa mata ng Diyos. Because you are unique and no one is like you, you are God's favorite. Again, tell the person, you are God's favorite. Paborito ako ng Diyos. Paborito ka rin ng Diyos. Paborito ka rin ng Diyos. Amen? That's why you are not unimportant. You are very important to God. You are very significant to God. Compared to the widow in our story today, masyado tayong angat kumpara sa Kanya. Now we look at God, compare God to the judge. The judge, sabi dito, is a corrupt judge. He is unjust, unrighteous judge. Your Father in heaven is not corrupt. Amen? Yan ang kakaiba. If this judge has no regard for people, our God in heaven, our Father in heaven, has so much love for each and every one of us. And number three, you have to understand, the God we have is a God of justice. That's why when you seek and pray for justice, He is the God of justice. He will, sabi dito sa atin na gospel ngayon, He will give it speedily. Hindi niya i-delay, hindi niya papatagalin. Sabi niya, speedily, He will provide justice. And it will come to you at the very perfect time you need justice. Darating yan. Amen? This is what the gospel is all about. On our part, ito lang hinihingi ng Lord sa atin. You don't have to convince God. Prayer does not change the mind of God. Perseverance will never change God. Pero Father, bakit kailangan natin mag-pray, patuloy na mag-pray? Because prayer, every day when we pray, persevering in prayer, we are expressing that without God, we can do nothing. Prayer is our expression of our total dependence on God. That widow, kahit hindi siya pinapansin, wala siyang tinatakbuhan na iba. He only comes to the judge. Why? Because he knows only the judge can help her. Tayo, alam ba natin, Diyos lang makakatulong sa atin? Because sometimes in our life, pag may pera tayo, pag marami tayong resources, sometimes we forget God. We don't depend on God. That's why prayer and persevering in prayer would teach us to realize in our own life, apart from God, we can do nothing. Without God, we have nothing. Prayer will not change God, but prayer will change you. It will make you realize that I am totally dependent on God. That's why, kanino pa ako tatakbo? Where can I go? Where can I seek help? Sa Kanya lang. Kahit paulit-ulit, Lord, wala naman akong mapupuntahan. Ikaw lang talaga. You're the only God who can save me. You're the only God who can help you. There's no one else. That's why we have to persevere. Amen? Amen. And to persevere in prayer, you have to struggle. You will struggle with God because God is mysterious. Minsan kinakausap ang Diyos, hindi ka sinasagot. Tinatanong ko ang Diyos, bakit? Bakit? Walang sagot. He's a mystery. That's why I struggle with God sometimes. I struggle with His ways. He does things differently from what I do things, from how I do things. Iba yung pamamaraan ng Diyos. God's silence, sometimes we take it, pagtahimik ang Diyos, we take it as no, wala siyang pakialam sa'yo. No, no. When God is silent, His silence sometimes is a very loud yes. Yun natin, hindi natin naintindihan. That's why we struggle with God. We struggle with His mystery. We struggle with His silence. And we struggle with people. We struggle with ourselves. This is the picture that is depicted on our first reading. Our first reading today points to this struggle. Prayer is like a struggle. Prayer is like a fight that you have to struggle with. Sa Old Testament reading natin, nakita natin si Jacob. Jacob has a problem na tinakasan niya noon. Yan ang problema, pag tumatakas kayo sa problema ninyo, hindi nyo hinaharap, one of these days, that problem will find you again. And that problem will be bigger and stronger. Kaya pag meron kayong problema, mas mabuti pang harapin nyo na kaagad, kasama mo ang Diyos. Pag umiwas ka at takasan mo yung problema mo, the problem has a way of finding you again and confronting you. Ganito si Jacob. Jacob had a problem with his brother and his brother wanted to kill him and he had to flee and run away. For how many years hindi siya nagpakita sa kapatid niya? Then the time came he had to go home and face his brother. Tumatanda na siya and sabi niya, I have to face my brother. But he was so afraid. Then he started to pray. Then one night, pinaalis niya yung pamilya niya, his wives, his family, his children, everyone, naiwan siya. And he was alone. And he started to think. Then a man approached him at night. Sa gabing yan, may lalaking nagpakita sa kanya. And the scripture says they started to fight. Nakipag-wrestling siya. You know? That man fought with him. And Jacob fought with that man. He knew something is different with this man that he's fighting. Not knowing that man was an angel. An angel of God came and fought with him. They fight and fight. They struggled. He struggled. Napagod na si Jacob, but he would not give up. Then when daybreak comes, malapit ng sumikat yung araw, sabi ng angel kay Jacob, tama na, pakawalan mo na ako. Let me go. Hawak na hawak siya ni Jacob. You know, that is a picture in prayer. In prayer, no matter what the problem will be, you hold on to God and never let go of God. Hold on to His promise to you. Ano bang pinangako ng Diyos sa'yo? Panghawakan mo yan. And Jacob will not let go of God. He will not let go of that angel. And the angel said, "You let go of me. It's almost daybreak." And this is what Jacob said to him. "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Tapang, ano? Sabi ng angel sa kanya, "What is your name? Anong pangalan mo?" And Jacob remembered himself. "My name is Jacob." The name Jacob is a bad name. The name Jacob means supplanter, manloloko. Yan ang pangalan ng Jacob, manloloko. So tinanong siya ng angel, "Anong pangalan mo?" Sabi niya, "Jacob, manloloko." And the angel said, "From now on, you will have a new name. You will be called Israel." The name Israel means prince, principe. What did the angel bless him with? Inayos ba ng angel na, "From now on, hindi ka napapatay ng kapatid mo"? You know? "From now on, magiging mabait na yung kapatid mo sa'yo." Ganyan, ganyan ang mga prayer natin. Ano? May kaaway ka, "Lord, sana kunin mo na." Diba? Or sana yung kaaway ko, "Lord, maging mabait na." Diba? Yung mga prayer natin. The angel answered his prayer by saying, "Okay, instead of changing your enemy, I will change you. From Jacob, now you will be called Israel." Why are you given that wonderful name? Bakit binigyan ka? Because in the Bible, when there is a change of name, there is a change of life. Pag binago ng Diyos ang pangalan mo, babaguhin ng Diyos ang buhay mo. That is a great blessing we have to understand. So sabi ng Lord sa kanya, ng angel sa kanya, "I give you that name because you have struggled with God and you have struggled with men and you have prevailed." This is the result of prayer. Mother Teresa said, "When I was young," sabi ni Mother Teresa, "I thought in prayer God will change things. But when she became old, I realized now that God changes us and we change things." Yan ang sabi ni Mother Teresa. "When I was young, I thought God would change things. But now, after years and years and years of prayer, I've realized God changes us." Tayong binabago ng Diyos. Then we change things. Tayo ang magbabago. Gusto natin magbago ang lipunan natin? Manalangin tayo ng patuloy hanggang sa magbago ang puso natin. Baguhin natin ang puso natin. Ipasa natin sa mga anak natin yung pagbabago na yan. Ipasa mo sa next generation, and the next generation will wipe away corruption because they will grow in the knowledge of God. God changes us first. Then He gives us the ability to change the things around us. I attended a symposium one time. Nag-uusap ang mga leaders. Ang problema nila ngayon sa mga generation, ang problema sa technology, sa cellphone, internet. Ang daming bata hindi na makaalis sa cellphone. Nakadikit na yung cellphone sa muka. Nakadikit na yung mata nila sa cellphone. And sabi niya, "It's a problem in whole society." So tinanong ako ng isang tao doon, sabi niya, "Ikaw ba, Bishop, nagkakaproblema ka rin ng ganyan?" Sabi ko, "Problema ko rin yan." Why? Because even in church, I noticed that some young people still hold their cell phones, kunyari nakikinig sa akin, pero nagte-text doon. Nagpe-Facebook. And don't worry, I've already confronted our young people. There are workers in the church na hindi na talaga makatiis habang nagmimisa tayo. And this is what the observation was. Our children today are addicted to dopamine. That is the hormone that is secreted when you go into the internet. So sabi niya, paano natin ihinto yan? And everyone was giving an idea, paano hinto. Nagustuhan kong idea, it came from an old priest, isang pare din, veteranong pare. Itong sabi niya, how can you stop addiction from the children, yung addiction nila sa cellphone, paano yan pigilan ng magulang? Kung ang magulang mismo addict din. Magulang mismo addict sa cellphone. Diba? Ang hirap naman magsaway sa anak mo na kahawak ka ng cellphone. Oy, tama na yung sa cellphone nyo ha, mag-aral kayo. Diba? Pagalitan mo yung anak, hoy, matulog na kayo, mag-cellphone kayo. Yung nanay hanggang alas 4 ng umaga, nagsi-cellphone din. How can you stop? How can you stop addiction among the children? Their addiction to the internet and the cellphone and everything, the gadgets and the technology, when the parents themselves are addicts also. So kailan? Sabi ng isang magulang sa akin, Bishop, pinagdadasal ko yung anak ko. Bakit? Pag kinukuha ko yung cellphone niya, etong sinasabi ng anak niya, matsaayamot ah. Pag linalapitan daw niya yung anak niya sa gabi, kukunin yung cellphone, sabi ng anak niya, so sabi ng tatay, naku, nakakadelikado. So sabi ng tatay sa akin, may rabies ba ang tao? Sabi ko, hindi rabies yung tao, kamandag talaga pag kinagat ka ng tao. How can we help the children? Their mind is so caught up. You can't even talk to them anymore. I went to a family, nagbisita ako sa isang pamilya. Pagpasok ko sa sala nila, lahat ng anak nandun, nakahiga at mayroong cellphone. Yung nanay ganun din. Yung tatay huminto lang kasi siyang nagbukas sa akin. Pagpasok ko, sabi ko, good morning. Sabi ng tatay sa mga anak, uy, si father nandito. Uy, si father nandito. Sabi ng mga anak, hi father. Ni tingin man lang sa akin, hindi matingnan. Hindi matanggal yung mata nila sa cellphone. So sabi ng tatay, tigilan niyo muna yan. Mag-bless kayo kay father. Sabi niya, father. So iaabot mo pa yung kamay mo sa kanila. Yung isa, worse, nung lumapit ako, sabi niya sa akin, ang ulo lang binigay, ako pa maglalagay ng kamay ko. Hindi mabitawan ng cellphone. Is that a problem in the Philippines only? No, it's a problem all over the world. Now, how can we help our children? How can we help them? Sabi ng isang nanay, we pray for them. Yes, we pray for them. That's true. We need to pray for our children. But more than that, we have to pray continually until God changes us. Pag binago ng Diyos ang magulang, sasabihin ko sa inyo, sasamang mga bata. That's why in my home, this is what I practice at home. No cell phone when we are eating. Walang cell phone sa table. Now, who started that? Ako. Alam ko may naantay akong tawag, may tatawag sa aking obispo, may tatawag sa aking pare. Their calls are very important. But guess what? That can wait. I am with my family. Diba? Mas importante pa ba yan kaysa pamilya ko? ilang minuto lang naman yung kain namin eh. Mga 2 oras lang naman yan. Okay? So I made a rule. Sabi ko, I'm not going to put cell phone in the table. And we agreed. And the children stopped bringing their cell phones on the table also. Wala na naglalagay ng cell phone sa table namin. Doon sa kwarto nila naka-charge. Pagtapos kumain, takbo. Yeah? But at least may break. Now, here in church, this is what I also shared with the priest. Please do not do your texting when you're in church worshiping God. 2 oras lang naman yung misa natin. Minsan, umaabot ng 3. Sa 24 oras, 3 oras, huwag mong tingnan yung cellphone mo. Keep it in your pocket. Put it in your bag. And I asked the priest, sabi ko, pag may nakita kayong acolyte o sino dyan na may hawak na cellphone, nagbimisa tayo. Kahit sabihin pa sa inyo na, Bishop, hawak ko lang naman, di ko naman ginagapit, ilagay sa bag mo. Kasi pag nag-vibrate yan, pag tiningnan mo, girlfriend mong nagtitext, wala kang choice, sasagot ka. Pero pag nasa bag mo yan, wala kang makita. Prayer changes us. This is what Saint Teresa said. But we have to persevere, patuloy, and struggle. Struggle and fight with ourselves, with our weaknesses, until the day God would bless us. He would change our lives. And then when our lives change, we would begin to change the world around us. Only those who have been changed by God, transformed by God, can also transform the world around them. We cannot transform the world around us unless we allow God to transform us. Amen? So, iba sa atin, nakikinig, sasabihin mo, ay, kay Bishop lang yan. You know? Papatuloy ko pa rin yung buhay natin. Tama na. You know? Hindi pa ba kayo napapagod sa lumang buhay? Ayaw nyo pa rin magbago. There are blessings waiting for you only if you will change your life. If only you will transform, you will have breakthroughs in your prayer. So we have to persevere. Secondly, our second reading, sabi ni St. Paul kay Timothy, continue in the things that you have learned in the Word. Continue. Not forgetting from where you have learned this. The things that I'm teaching you, the very foundation of my spiritual life, my Christian life, was given to me by Bishop Ricardo. Yung tinuturo ni Bishop, yun din ang nasa puso ko. And it has shaped my life so much. Amen? Sabi niya, continue in that. Don't let go of that. We've learned about faith. Some people have learned about faith. Akala nila, master na sila sa faith. And they don't continue in faith anymore. They do something else. Many of us here in church, in St. Michael's Church, we have been taught by Bishop Ricardo the value, the importance, and the power of prayer. But how many of us pray? Nalulungkot ako pag may intercession tayo every month, kumukonte ng kumukonte yung pumupunta. Sana yung turo na yon. Paul was urging Timothy, sabi niya kay Timothy, Timothy, continue in the things that you have learned. And do not forget from where did you learn it. Huwag mong kalimutan kung sino nagturo sa iyo niyan. Bakit importante alam mo kung saan mo nakuha yan? Kasi makikita mo rin sa buhay nila. What they have taught you, they have lived it out as well. And they have finished the race. They have run the course. They have fought the good fight. They have come out victorious of that. Now, do not forget that. Continue in that. Patuloy, patuloy yan. And I really pray today that as God's people, we will continue to pray. I will not want you to forget 2 things only. Gusto ko talagang matandaan ninyo. One, you are very important to God. That's the reason why you pray. Importante ka talaga sa Diyos. lahat ng sasabihin mo, tinatandaan ng Diyos. Lahat ng sinasabi mo. God takes note of everything you say to Him because you are that significant and important to God. Number two, do not forget, God loves you. You are His favorite because you are unique, you are one of a kind, you are His favorite. Three, God is a God of justice. Amen? If you seek justice, if you seek the things according to the will of God, be sure God will really provide. Even though it has to wait for a while, even though it takes time, do not give up. Do not be discouraged. Even when you've come to the point na wala nang point na magpray, it's pointless to pray, it's useless to pray. When you have come to that point in your life, still continue to pray. Amen?